Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today, we're going to take a look at a passage of scripture, but before we do that, I wanted to tell you a little story. I've always enjoyed winter up here in the woods, and many people think I'm out of my mind, but I really do enjoy it. And every winter after the first good snowfall, I've excitedly gone outside to take some clean snow off of the roof of the shed. I'll bring it into the house and put it on our wood stove to make some fresh drinking water. After it cools for a little bit, I'll let any sediments sink to the bottom and I'll filter it and pour it into some bottles to put outside. And I don't know if I've ever tasted any better water in my life. But whenever I get snow to drink, you have to make sure that it's clean and from the right area. It needs to be completely pure and unadulterated by the elements or animals. And this reminds me of the Christian life, our faith. Is supposed to be pure, just like a super clean glass of water, but it can become cloudy and muddy if you begin to add the wrong things to it. It's been claimed by a few sources that just one quart of oil can contaminate up to 250,000 gallons of drinking water, teaching us that it only takes a little bit of the wrong thing to wreck everything else. Colossians 2 verse 8 says, "Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." The Apostle Paul warns the church about allowing their faith to become corrupted by the teachings and doctrines of this world. The things that you learn in the world are worldly, but in the church we are learning things that are heavenly. As we talked about recently, you can't combine the two together because they're completely different. One is carnal and one is divine. One is of men and the other is of God. Just a little drop of worldly philosophy in the church can affect the entire group. Galatians 5:9 says, "A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump." Philosophy is basically the wisdom of this world rather than the wisdom that comes from God. And I'm not talking about simple and everyday wisdom, like fixing the kitchen sink or knowing how to build a shed. I'm talking about things that go completely against the teachings of Scripture. They stand in complete contravention to biblical truth. And this is why we are commanded to come out from the world and be separate. We cannot allow them to influence our faith in any manner and must reject all of the contrary doctrines that come from the philosophies of this world. Look at Romans 16, verse 17. "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has come abroad unto all men. I am glad therefore on your behalf, but yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil." Contrary doctrines are things that go completely against the teachings of Scripture, one of which is the role of women in the church. Women are forbidden to teach in any capacity and are required to dedicate their lives to the care of their families or others in need inside the church, obviously. I've talked a lot about this for years, simply because it's one of the greatest heresies that's gone on in the last 100 years. There are false forms of Christianity led by false teachers and false prophets, and we cannot allow these worldly beliefs to affect the pure beliefs of the one true faith in Christ Jesus. Another example is the theory of evolution. Many people don't believe the truth in Christ, so they need to justify in their own mind how everything was made. And the most ridiculous thing is that people who profess to be Christian have bought into these lies. These are just a few examples of hundreds of false teachings that can affect the church and the behavior of the church. Take a good look at people who profess to be Christian who promote these kinds of things because they're not of God. These frauds they're preaching this garbage up behind the pulpits. But these worldly teachings have no place in the true church of Christ. Take a good look at them because their shame is going to come swiftly upon them for everybody to see. Through the teachings of Christ, we understand the will of God and how the world was created. Hebrews 11:3 Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Excuse me. Oppositions of science also must be completely avoided by the church. They could probably use science to prove just about anything they wanted to, I mean, if they wanted to bad enough. And many times it's used to reinforce their own unbiblical beliefs. They're starting from a lie, basically, and then they're building on a lie. You see what I'm saying? But any type of science that goes against our faith and the teachings of scriptures is a lie. And without repentance, they're going to find out soon enough at Judgment Day. We don't need to have scientific proof to help us accept what we already know. We are complete in the teachings of Christ. And when science goes against the Word of God, well, it's not science at all. After all, if it goes against God, then you need to call it what it is, a lie. 1 Timothy 6:20. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so-called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. We are supposed to seek after the wisdom of God with a steadfast heart, but some people, they seek after the wisdom of this world, constantly learning things that completely conflict with the teachings of Christ. They can never really come to a knowledge of the truth because of their own worldly superiority and educational arrogance. But sometimes a four-year degree will only result in their own fourfold damnation because they have tried to mingle the sacred things of God with the world. I think here, it's no wonder why the Lord Jesus chose simple fishermen as his apostles. They weren't tainted by the arrogance of the religious leaders of that time. 2 Timothy 3:5 says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. The apostles wanted us to be filled with the wisdom of God. Here's what the Lord Jesus thinks about worldly wisdom. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 18 says this, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. 1 Corinthians 1:20 says, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? All the knowledge and wisdom in this world is eventually going to be tossed into the fire when God burns everything up. The earth and everything in it will be destroyed along with all the knowledge of this place. But the knowledge and wisdom that we have accrued in Scripture shall never be taken away. You cannot combine the teachings of this world with Christianity because they're two completely different branches of knowledge. One is headed to destruction, while the other will lead you to eternal life. If it is worldly knowledge that goes against the teachings of Christ, then you need to keep your distance from it. Our faith is supposed to be pure, just like a super clean glass of water. But it only takes a little bit of worldly teachings to corrupt it. And I remember this every time I begin making another gallon of snow water. So let's think about these things for right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. We're not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups, and you can get our entire podcast feeds directly, along with transcripts at TLKJBC.com. Or I suppose that you could find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. Peace to you all, and Lord willing, we will talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.